think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, listen to this. Bobby Rydell passed away on the 5th of April. He would have been 80 on the 26th of April. So Nigel is going to play Bobby Rydell songs for us all week. Bless his heart. All you baby boomers, dance along. Sway. Yay. Do you know, Nigel, are you a fan of Grease, the movie? You've seen it a million times. It's a little known trivia. It'd be a great Jeopardy question. They named it Rydell High, where Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta went to high school. It was Rydell High in tribute to Bobby Rydell. So thank you for that music. Happy birthday, and thanks for all the years of entertaining us. Okay, Joey pals. It is Monday, April 11th, and we say hello to our pharmacist, to the stars, or from the stars, or from the mothership, or something. Here's Dr. Brian Hodgkins from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
That's it. But truthfully, where are you today?
Oh, well, Joey, your friends, your listeners and Joey pals need to know, I am phoning and I am reporting from the great Pacific Northwest. Okay. In fact, where I'm sitting right now, I can whale watch, I can bird watch. Just came off the beach a little while ago with the dogs, National Pet Day. So it's just fascinating up here.
What's going on medically for, I don't even want to say it, COVID in the Coachella Valley?
200 weeks and counting.
Yes, well, not quite.
Well, you know what? This is great because I think after this weekend, we're going to see really the ending of, you know, we're not going to get herd immunity. It's just not achievable. So let's throw that out the window. But if you look at what's been happening in Riverside County, I mean, the positivity rate is below 2%. It's been steady at 1.5%. The case rate's at 3. The hospitals, I mean, literally have less than 5 patients left.
Yay.
With COVID. We're just not seeing it. And even though there's 28 states that are seeing an increase in COVID cases, we're not seeing an increase in hospitalizations, which we would expect to see. So that's all good news. Mm-hmm. And so I expect that we're going to shift into an endemic phase. I know we've been promoting the extra booster, the second booster, and that's good. But that's really for the highest risk people, people over 50 like me.
Like me.
Or people.
But thank you for not mentioning it.
No. So maybe when I get back, I'll get my second booster. I haven't felt the need for it up here. Everything is just so distant, and people are just so far away from each other. But
what do you think the impact of Coachella will be? Now, it'll be outside, right?
Yeah, I honestly think I was expecting that they were going to have like a vaccine card requirement or masking. Golden Voice didn't do any of that. I think it's bold. And I think really we're just seeing, listen, people are returning to stadiums. People are returning to arenas, in-person events. And I think this one, out of all the ones that I could pick, and I used to go to Coachella all the time when I was younger, like a couple years ago, pre-COVID. I would be, outdoors, windy, hot, just stay hydrated and don't worry about COVID while you're there.
Now refresh my memory, because this is our 110th week that we've said the word pandemic. Is the virus more active when it's hot, or does that kill the virus? I've forgotten, Brian.
No. As the summer months, approach and people are outdoors more, we expect and we have seen the bottoming out of COVID cases. Normally in the wintertime when it's cold, maybe not so much in the desert, but when people are packed inside, that's when you see increases in respiratory viruses. We didn't see any flu virus again this year. I think COVID helped that. And so, I think we have something to celebrate. I think we're seeing the end of, it's not going to go away. We know this is going to end up being treated like the flu. I mean, how many boosters in a lifetime? I read the other day that there is a gentleman who got 90 Pfizer vaccines because he wanted to sell the vaccine cards. So that should tell you something. No, he's totally fine. He better not get COVID. I mean, after 90 shots.
What is all that drug input in your body?
That's a good test case with an N of one, but I think that just speaks to the safety of the vaccine. Even if someone's a little bit on the crazy side and wants to get jabbed 90 times.
Oh, I thought of you, Brian, Dr. Brian Hodgkins, last Friday when I was watching Jeopardy. And one of the questions was, the answer was Moderna, but the question was, which of the drug companies was the first to make a vaccine for COVID? Of course, everybody on the panel said Pfizer, and the champion said, no, Moderna, and that was right.
Lady Moderna?
Yeah, da, 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 da. Okay, so the reports, you're not expecting a new wave.
No, I think we're seeing even the B2 variant that we've talked about, which is a kind of a sub-variant of Omicron. Oddly enough, in Europe they saw, a high increase in cases and hospitalizations. We're just not seeing it here. Okay. And I think that's a combination of really the amount of people that have been vaccinated. And I think more importantly, the amount of people that have actually had COVID and that combination of natural infection plus the vaccine. We're just running out of people who haven't seen the virus or the vaccine. So I think that's very positive. And most of the cases are in the Northeast. We're talking Vermont, Maine. Who's going there?
Who's going there? How about the long COVID cases?
Yeah, well, That's a great question. I just attended a lecture on that a couple weeks ago. We had a medical director, public health from Riverside County, and she was talking about, one in three people that had COVID, and it didn't have to be symptomatic, it could have been asymptomatic. After about 4 weeks, that's the critical time frame. After recovery, people start to experience shortness of breath, fogginess, lack of cognition, like they can't think, especially at like exercise-induced tiredness and fatigue, headaches, rashes.
Yuck.
So right now, and the government is now really heavily investing into, trying to find out what we think it is, what we know it is, at least some of the data to date, at least has given us a premonition of what to expect. But we really are lacking therapies and really to get a good handle on it. We even thought people that had gotten it infection and then got the vaccine did improve. So there was, you know, there was that. But right now we still have a significant amount of people walking around with some serious sequelae to their COVID illness.
Is there such a thing as long flu or long measles?
No, this is just a very unique, you know, the only other thing I would put this a kid to is if you think about people that get the shingles, you know, once you've had a chickenpox virus, it kind of harbors itself, you know, in your cells and then it can reactivate. This is something that has triggered kind of an autoimmune response. There might be viral particles and or immune antibodies that are still floating around that, you know, basically attack your own tissue. So there's probably some of that going on, and we just don't know the rest of the story just yet.
And gosh, I choked up. It was so exciting. In the minute we have left in this segment, Brian, so over at mydohc.com, are you still doing testing, doing vaccinating? What do we need to know?
Yeah, we are still aggressively promoting primary series if you've never been vaccinated. We are promoting boosters, the first and the second booster now, especially people that are at risk. Our philosophy right now is just trying to isolate and identify those at greatest risk of getting a serious illness to COVID. And like I said, for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we really haven't seen a lot of serious cases or people being admitted for COVID. We've seen people get admitted with COVID, but as an incidental finding. So we're just promoting right now vaccines. And if we are getting a few smattering of positive cases, we're treating them with oral therapy right now with Paxlovid within the 5-day window of symptoms. And that seems to be right now our methodology. That's a strategy for success.
Okay. You look at the whales for a minute while we do the Joey English Red Hot Treasure.
I'm seeing whales.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.